From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 10th day of January, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. And once again, the weather is at the top of the news. The National Weather Service in Albany has declared a flood watch in effect for central New York and western New England, including Columbia Green, Albany, Berkshire, Dutchess, Rensselaer, Schoharie, and Ulster counties from Saturday through Sunday, January the 12th. Temperatures will rise into the upper 40s to the lower 50s, allowing snow melt to occur across the region. Rainfall amounts will range from 3/4 inch to an inch from the capital region north and west to 1 to 2 inches to the south and east. The rainfall will fall on frozen ground, which will become runoff and may potentially cause street or poor drainage flooding of low-lying areas. The warm temperatures combined with the rainfall may cause ice movement and break up for ice jam flooding on some rivers and streams. Ice jam flooding would have its greatest threat late Saturday afternoon into Sunday. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting light snow, likely mainly before 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Total daytime snow accumulation is less than 1 inch. Friday night, a slight chance of rain, snow, and sleet before midnight, then a chance of rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. We'll run down the long-range weekend forecast in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the rumors of a possible Columbia Memorial sale are denied. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that, contrary to rumors, Columbia Memorial Hospital is not for sale. Hospital spokesman William Van Slyke said Thursday that the talk that St. Peter's Hospital in Albany is acquiring the 192-bed hospital is untrue. He said, and I quote, "It's really the rumor mill run amok," unquote. Van Slyke also denied the hospital was up for sale or looking for a buyer. A representative of St. Peter's also dismissed the story. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In Hudson, the council members are calling for workforce diversity. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, two of the newest members of the Hudson Common Council are calling for the city to increase the diversity of its workforce. They are also asking the council to institute a diversity subcommittee to address the issue. Alderwoman Alexis Keith and Tiffany Garriga stated in a January 1st letter, "Hudson currently has no minority commissioners, department heads, or professionals, and very few minorities on boards and commissions. The few minority city employees on the payroll are manual laborers." The proposed subcommittee would be charged with a variety of tasks, including enhancing recruitment of potential employees, facilitating civil service testing preparation, and overseeing the implementation of a citywide diversity plan. The letter was addressed to council members, Council President Don Moore, and Mayor William H. Hallenbach, Jr. Responding on Tuesday, Hallenbach said, "Out of 85 applicants to the Department of Public Works over the last 2 years, only 17% were minority candidates." He said, and I quote, "There are laws on the books to protect everyone from discrimination. We abide by that, and we try to hire the best candidates for the job," end quote. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. Finally, in state news, Governor Cuomo taps a Schoharie farmer for a commissioner's position. Jordan Carlio Evangeliste is reporting in the Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has chosen Richard A. Ball, the owner of the Schoharie Valley Farms in Schoharie, to be New York's next Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets. The announcement was made on Thursday, January the 9th. Ball most recently has served as chairman of the tropical storm recovery efforts in Schoharie. He replaces former Commissioner Darrell Albertine, who resigned in October to join Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's staff. Ball will serve as acting commissioner pending his confirmation by the state Senate. You'll find that full story in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Well, it's Friday. There's snow on the ground, so it must be time for Tom Rowe and the WGXC Ski Report.
Let it snow. Oh, oh. Let it snow.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC Ski Report for the weekend of January 13th, 2014. Heavy rain forecast for Saturday and high temperatures all weekend. Do not pretend for the best of ski weekends. Windham Mountain has 37 trails open, 29 of them groomed, with 7 lifts over 10 to 50 inches of snow. It's Wounded Warrior Weekend there, with Windham Mountain's Adaptive Sports Foundation hosting all sorts of events, local politicians such as Pete Lopez on skis, and local bands and DJs. Hunter Mountain has 14 to 62 inches of snow, with five lifts working over 43 trails. Both Hunter and Windham have discounts for college students off of school this week. Catamount Ski in Hillsdale has 26 of 34 trails open, with four of six lifts running over 18 to 36 inches of snow. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for links to all the local ski resorts and the National Weather Service at newsroom.wgxc.org.
Let it snow.
As for the weather, as stated earlier, the National Weather Service in Albany has declared a flood watch for our area for the weekend. For today, light snow is likely, mainly before 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. For tonight, it will be cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Saturday, there will be rain, and the rain could be heavy at times. The temperature high will be near 53 degrees. Saturday night, more rain, mainly before midnight. The rain could also be heavy at times, with a low around 37 degrees. For Sunday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain showers, mostly sunny with a high near 46 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. And for back to work Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Monday night, a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. The sun rose this morning at 7:23 a.m. and will set at 4:43 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 20 minutes. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 10th day of January 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.